Injury-wise, Quinn, how's he?
Yeah, injury-wise, everybody's fine. You know, the boys have trained and trained well this week. So, yeah, fitness-wise, squad-wise, we're looking good for Saturday.
You have a few more available, don't you? Such as Wellens and Coe again, who are available for selection.
Yeah, we do. You know, Richie was a big miss for us on Friday night. The calmness he gives us in the middle of the park, keeping the ball. We've got him back. Yen can come in, you know, and I thought he'd done okay considering Friday night. So squad-wise, we're looking strong.
That must give you a bit of confidence, because he won't have trained either, will he, up until Monday?
No, he turned up at 4:30 on Friday. You know, as I said, after the game, we put him on the bench with a view of having a good look at us and how we work, hoping that we didn't need to put him on. You know, but he's come in and the lads have trained Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So, no, he's integrated well with the boys.
So, what qualities has he got then? Now you've had a proper look at him, really.
He's potentially a top player, you know, and I watched him play in the Olympics a couple of years ago. Watched him play at QPR, and you know, as I said before, he's somebody that we thought was out of our range a little bit, purely because the top clubs at QPR beat to get his signature, and the top clubs in the Championship that are in for him in loan. So we're delighted to have him.
Is there a sort of a plan for him, or is it just the terms of this loan until he can get bodies back?
No. We would like to keep him for as long as we can. Obviously, down to the performances, you know. But we think he'll come in and do well, and he'll be a big plus for us. He's got a point to prove, because he wants to play games, and you know, he's in the World Cup squad, but he's a starter for his national team, and he's been told that he needs games to force his way into that starting lineup for the World Cup. So it'll be a good little thing for us if we've got a player, you know, that's going to start in the World Cup.
Given what happened last Friday night, and audibly you were furious last Friday at 10 o'clock.
Still am.
Still are. Do you make changes?
We're working on a few things this week. I think it's fair to say that there will be changes. You know, I wasn't happy, not just with the defeat, but the manner of the defeat. You know, the players lost 4-1 to Reading the week before, and I came out and a little bit and said, look, I'll take getting beat, but if they have a go for me and try and do the right things, which they did in that game, I'll back them all the way. But as a collective unit the other night there, it wasn't good enough.
So what kind of response have you seen mentally as much as anything else Saturday morning onwards?
Yeah, look, you've got to draw a line under it, as I say, after all games, but it doesn't mean you forget about it, you know. So we've been working hard in the training ground. We'll have another couple of sessions before the game on Saturday, in a view of what went wrong the other night there. And, you know, the biggest thing was, it was a scene for the first time. To be fair to the boys, it was the first time. It was like a group of individuals out there, and we pride ourselves, and I've spoke to you guys a lot about it, about the togetherness that we've got here, you know. And the four goals that we conceded, and possibly could have conceded a few more, were by big individual errors, and individually making mistakes, individually not doing the right thing for the team, and it's the team that comes first, you know. And I won't accept players going out there and wanting to do their own thing, you know.
You said on Friday night that, look, if things don't improve, you've got the backing to go out and maybe enter the loan market again. Is that something that you've thought about again this week?
Absolutely. I've been away most of the week scouting and looking at players, and potential players to bring in, because if I see what I've seen on Friday night, I will go out there and do it.
Is this for something immediate? I mean, does it depend on Saturday, or is this more thinking, well, actually, now it's only 6 or 7 weeks to January?
Initially to January. Friday night might have changed my mind a little bit. These guys know what I like in the short space of time I've been with them. If they go out there and try to do the right things for myself and for the football club, I'll back them all the way, and I'll take getting beat, as long as it's, stupid as it seems, done in the right manner, by collectively working as hard as they can with the ball, trying to do the right things that we're asking them to do. And I didn't see any of that on Friday night.
Can you put your finger on why? Because even the Reading game, there was something to take out of it, and then previous performances, of why there was almost this collective switch off.
I've got my own views on it, which I'll keep to myself, and it's something that we've been working on this week. You know, we can't just be a free spirit with and without the ball. You know, there's got to be some sort of organisation. A word I use a lot, and discipline. You know, and we put on sessions for them with and without the ball that they can't argue about. And all we ask them to do is at least try and go out there and do that in games. And for whatever reason, we didn't get that on Friday night. But the positive thing is, I don't think we'll see that again.
Going to sound like a broken record here. Makeda, what's going on with him? Is he fit?
He's close to coming back in training.
So is he close to coming back here then?
I've not spoke to Man United for a little bit now, you know, but I'll be chucking in a cheeky little phone call to David Moyes at some time.
Right, okay. Because I suppose the follow-up to that would be, yes, he came in and did superbly well, but if he's not going to be around for, say, another 3 weeks, do you have to look at other options then?
Yeah, we are. We're looking at options all over the pitch at the minute.
Okay. Is anything imminent then?
Nothing imminent, as in before the weekend, I wouldn't have thought. So, you know, yet again, it's up to the players. They know that under me that I'm a loyal person, repeating myself. If they go out there and try to do the right things for me, I'll look after them and I'll make sure that they get looked after in the training ground, that they'll get picked in the team if they consistently give me the right things, you know, and so the ball's in their court.
Bennett and Sayers, obviously they're away from the club right now getting some football. Do you see those loans being extended?
Scunthorpe have been on. I'm asking to extend the loan, so we'll talk about that today. And, you know, Kyle's only just gone himself. You know, but the main aim is that both of them, they weren't getting in the team here. You know, they were on the bench, they were off the bench. So the main thing was to go out there and get games under their belt, because it's okay training and playing the development games. You know, you need to go out there and play proper football matches.
One player I did want to ask about before we move on to Brighton, and only really because we spoke to him last week, was David Cottrell. At the start of the season, he was you would think, one of the first names on the team sheet. He then got the call up to Wales and everything seemed to be going fine. Then all of a sudden, he's not been getting in. Is there a particular reason for that?
No real reason. By his own admission, his form had dropped a little bit. James Coppinger and Mark Duffy have come in and done really well. But David's massively in our thoughts, you know, and I speak to David a lot on a personal basis, and he knows exactly what we think of him here, and he'll play more games than he doesn't.
I realise it's perhaps odd to ask this question after last week's performance as a team, but Duffy has actually grasped the nettle, hasn't he, having been brought back into the fold?
He has, and he was a positive, if there was any the other night there. You know, we spoke last week, I think it was, about him being out of the team previously and coming in, and, you know, he's a threat, he's working hard, probably as hard as he ever has done without the ball for us. And with the ball, he's always looking to make things happen, you know, and that's what you want from your players. You want a reaction when they're out the team and when they're in the team, to make sure that they keep their place.
So, Brighton then, the next challenge, what do you make of them?
They're a good team, good footballing team. You know, their manager's picked up where Gus has left off, and they'll look to pass the ball, you know, and we'll be ready for that on Saturday. You know, I want a reaction from my team. With the home team, we want to go out and win the game, and we need to start getting back, pressing from the front, pressing all over the pitch, and giving a all-action, high-energy display again, you know, because that's been slightly missing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know you've been quoted elsewhere talking about how you still want the team to attack. There's going to be no sort of sitting back and being cautious. If you're playing a team like Brighton, that helps, doesn't it? Because if you press and press them, that actually works, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, hopefully. We know it's going to be a tough game, but to do it, we have to do it collectively. You know, if we go chasing as individuals or in ones and twos, they've got good players that will pick you off. So we really need to be disciplined without the ball. And when we get it, as always, go and play.